Good evening, pet. I know it's cold out. Thank you for indulging me tonight. Miss you. I know it's our holiday break at work, but I'm not pathetic. I can go a week without seeing you. But you kept on posting these cute pictures doing wintry funtime things. And I was reminded of our overtime we spent together before this week off, and admittedly, that does sound like I was missing you. That does sound like that. Shit. What can I say? With my work handled, my mood has lifted. And yes, I do keep up with your social media. Is that a problem? We've not set any parameters in our little arrangement. Do you have an issue with me seeing your selfies? Stalking. Oh, Rook. I have very little need for any of that. I have no doubts about where we stand. If it makes you feel more comfortable, I can refrain. But you know that, well, I wouldn't necessarily hate it if you perhaps texted me a picture every now and then. My personal phone. What do you mean? You have my number. We've been speaking. I literally texted you tonight. Oh, right. My other phone. You assume that I keep the other phone for what? People I'd want to receive cheeky thirst traps from? Now, why would you bring that up? We've been over the whole don't ask questions you don't want to know the answers to thing, haven't we? Oh, my hands. Oh, bruised knuckles, along with an improved mood and me being uncharacteristically forthcoming, and dare I say, nice? I know you're not trying to dig. You know better. If what you're asking me is if my stressful business bullshit has been dealt with, yes, my business has been handled. And I suspect brighter days are ahead. The other phone is strictly business. So back to my point. If you don't want me checking in on you digitally, I'm more than happy to check in personally. Like tonight. Thank you for joining me for this little joyride, by the way. And if it's a concern, this driver is very discreet, and we have our privacy. Indeed. We could go out for dinner, drinks, entertainment. I didn't really come up with any particular plans. I just wanted you here by my side. The rest is just idle distraction from what I'm truly interested in. Yes, you. Have a few days out of the office erased the memory of our night together? Our conversation? Our connection? Tonight, I was looking out over the city and thinking about how much sweeter the view is when I'm with you. What? No, not at the office. At my penthouse. Do you think I'm some sort of vampire that lurches into some secret room at work to hibernate in a coffin or something? Stop. Of course that would sweeten the deal for you. I'm not surprised, nor am I a creature of the night. Oh, trust me. No vampiric curses are necessary for me to enjoy tasting your flesh, darling. I've had a taste of you. More than a taste. And I fear I enjoyed it quite a bit. If that wasn't obvious from how our night was spent marking every surface in my office with our lust. I wanted to speak with you in person, together like this, and just check in before heaving my filth and vices upon you like some toy for me to play with. We've found ourselves in this dynamic, but I wanted to stress that you feel very natural to me. In terms of being a person, hold on. No, I'm not nervous, more like this feels important, so I want to get it right. You're not just a fun distraction to me, nor are you merely a submissive, breedable little pet. I can't really explain it, but being around you is easy. In a world that I've felt so out of place in for such a long time, something being easy is alarming. And exciting, of course. But there is an uneasiness in my stomach. I don't often indulge fear or worry or doubt. But I wanted to make sure that you knew, without a doubt, that this is not just a lustful thing. It's a you thing. And if you feel the same, maybe it's an us thing. How is it that you can chase my fear away with nothing but a smile? You want me to close my eyes? Are you going to prank me? I'm trying to open up and establish some healthy understanding here. If you respond by making me kiss a frog or something, I will never say another nice word to you again. I don't know. The frog was the first thing that came to mind. Fine. All right. Now what? Anywhere. If I could be anywhere at all. What, like meditation? Well, this is going to be easy. I have a pretty vivid imagination. I've always enjoyed reading and writing occasionally. I often let my fantasies wander to faraway places, and if I could be anywhere, it'd be this setting I've been working on. I don't know much, but I know that there is this cozy little spot in my mind. A forest in the mountains. There's this, not a hut, but not really a cabin either. I'm still working on that, but it's more about the feeling the place gives me. It's like escaping. It feels like an escape. There's a crackling fire. Lots of plants, dried herbs, books. No, obviously not close to the fire. Come on. It's an entire, like, living space, not just, like, a camping tent. Things feel old there. Like, no technology, no noise. It's a bit of a getaway. Somewhere safe. That's what comes to mind. So, that's where I... That's not a frog, right? Those are your lips. May I open my eyes now? Hello there. What's this all about? Oh, I was smiling. Well, I'll cut you a deal, rookie. If you send me selfies, not only will I not resort to watching you from afar across the ocean of the internet, I'll even send you some in return. We do seem to keep making deals and promises, don't we? Well, how about we seal this one with a kiss? It does seem like a good excuse, doesn't it? Oh, you've got a taste for me too now. That might just be the expense of cologne, but hey, I'll take it. I suppose there are parts of me that wouldn't have any cologne. Pet, you know, if you really want to get a taste of me, you just need to ask. We could put that silver tongue of yours to use. And spare me a few of your barbs and jabs while you get a proper taste of me. That does sound lovely. So what'll it be? You want to taste me, rookie?